Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Orkin. Label. L-A-B-E-L. Label. Why do we got to put a label on everything, baby? Label is this hour's code word. Label. Text it to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. All right, ma'am. That number again, 72881. Label is this hour's code word. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Another word in an hour. Label. No. Termites aren't funny. $5 billion of damage a year. Won't have you busting a gut. Visit Orkin.com today to save 15% on termite control. Orkin, pest control down to a science.
Thing sounds like a didgeridoo.
It does.
I was at the Exploratory over the weekend.
I knew you were going to.
It's so funny that she just mentioned termites. There's a microscope, one of the little areas that you can displays. Has a microscope where you can look at the guts of a termite.
Gross.
Really?
Yeah.
What's like, in there? Just wood?
Yeah.
Little wood chips?
Well, they got the wood chips and they got these guts of these these termites all through. You're like, wow, look at all these guts. It's kind of cool, actually. Oh. So, it's funny that you said that.
Tell me, do they have them all stretched out or like is there just like one little... I've never really imagined the guts of an insect. Like,
yeah, it's there.
I assume there's all kinds of little organs in there. But
I know. Weird.
It is.
It just seemed like a body that you'd fill up with wood chips.
Be done with it.
Eat your damn house. God, we had termites once. It was. I flipped out.
What happened?
I flipped out. They came up. They bored a hole in our. They were coming out of our wall and flying into our house, looking for new places to eat.
Which wall? Your bedroom wall?
No, the one in the dining room.
Which house?
The one I'm in now.
What?
Oh yeah.
So what'd you do?
Flipped out. Went crazy. People came over our house and drilled holes in every surface and filled them with termite killers or whatever. It's hideous. Like the guy goes, and I'm like flipping, right? Because all I care about is my house. It's really it. At the end of the day, I'm like, oh, is my house okay? Well, I'm all right then.
The truth,
I got my
everyone.
House. I love
the
my
truth.
House. So the guy comes over and I'm like losing it. And he goes, they are not going to pick your house up and fly away with it. It's not your, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. Like he was, it's almost like he had I'm not the first housewife he had to
Absolutely,
calm down,
yes.
You know? I'm like, oh my God, burn the house down, there's termites. He's like, it's going to be fine. You guys don't have to tent. It's this one little thing. Don't worry about it. But now, of course, everywhere I look, I'm like, oh, termites.
Mm. Vinny,
anyway,
you got
there you
that
go.
Problem in the Santa
Orkin,
Cruz Mountains?
Termites aren't funny. It says right here.
I'm sure they're there. I don't have any. Mm. In my current home that I know of, all that stuff gets checked.
They do. They do a whole inspection.
Before you...
They'll tell you if there's even past evidence.
Right.
Yeah. No joke, though.
Oh, I don't think it's a joke.
No.
Are you kidding? Do you know what that thing cost
Dude,
me?
Believe me. It's like, you gotta be kidding me.
We're going
this
all out
going
to get rid of
you.
The second we had to take out in order to buy the thing in the first place.
Yeah. Oh, get rid of it. You don't need that on you.
That interest rate is... at least double what the first loan was. Dicks. They got us right
there. Well, you got to...
Right over a barrel.
You signed.
Oh, I did. And there's all kinds of things as money comes in where I'm like, I could... No, we got to get rid of that
thing. In.
So it's all going right. To that. We're almost there, though.
Good. It's great.
But
an
entire tax
way.
Return
I mean,
came in and went...
Boom.
And just was transferred locations.
Yeah.
Never saw a penny.
Mm-hmm. I just did some research.
Yeah.
Termite guts allow these termites to have these abilities to digest their food and like they're like another
living.
So
they have special guts.
Yeah, they have special guts. They're called, I think, protozoans or something like that. Protozoans? Does that sound right to you?
I don't know.
Sounds like something I learned in
biology. Yeah, sounds like a word from biology class.
So there it is.
That's amazing. We're learning today, you guys. It's going to be a good day. It's been 5 weeks and Black Panther is still killing it.
Good for them.
At the box office. Showing no signs of giving it up. 5 weeks. It's number one again this weekend. It brought in another $27 million. So the U.S. total is now over $600 million, $605 million.
It's definitely going to lose this Friday.
Why? What's opening this Friday?
This Friday, me and the great Scott Capurro are going to be reviewing.
He goes by Paris now.
Paris.
What was that? Being?
Bracelet.
Brandeis.
I like Paris Bracelet.
Paris Bracelet. And I are going to be revealing Pacific Rim 2.
You think that's going to do well?
Dude, the last one was so fun. Did you see it?
I did.
And?
Too. It was fun. Fine. Whatever.
Remember when they made the sword? They ran out of bullets and made the sword?
I don't remember really much about it at all, except that the guy from Sons of Anarchy is the star of it.
Yeah. I actually don't think it's any better than any of the dumb, what are those? The Transformers movies.
Yeah.
They're right there.
It actually reminded me of a Transformers movie. I don't remember one thing from it. Except that there was like a girl in it who was the...
Yeah, Asian girl.
Yeah. I vaguely remember her. Yeah, I'm not excited about that, but I bet you're right. You know, people are clearly into that.
I read this big article because I was going to say this on Thursday, but I'll just say it now.
Just say
it now. Charlie Hunnam is not in Pacific Rim 2 because his contract said he only had to do this one.
Oh.
So when it killed it in the box office, made like $500 million worldwide, he's like, no thanks. I don't want to do number two. So instead he's doing a remake of some dude locked in some French prison. Big mistake, Jax. You should have done Pacific Rim 2. This movie is going to make at least $300 million at the box office.
So your prediction is
yes.
Black Panther out, Pacific Rim 2 in.
Did you guys 100. See it already?
No, Tuesday night.
Oh, Tuesday night.
I get to spend two nights in a row.
Wait, as in tomorrow night?
Yeah, because tonight I get to see.
Wait, but Scott has his Punchline show tomorrow night.
Yeah. Oh,
what an idiot.
Who? Paris Bracelet?
Yeah, Paris Bracelet. I told him like 20 times. I'm like,
I heard you mention it to him on Saturday, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, this should be interesting.
I guess I'll be revealing that one by myself.
What time is it?
It's at 7 p.m.
Yeah, that's an hour before
we're seeing
starts.
Isle of Dogs tonight.
Oh,
you know
how
what they're
exciting.
Doing? This is totally derailing your trash, but I'll just tell you.
Believe me, there's not that much happening today. I'm leading with Black Panther still being at the top of the box office.
They're doing a special screening of this film for people and their dogs.
Yeah.
Everyone gets to bring their dogs to the screening of Isle of Dogs.
So this is a Wes Anderson movie who I love. I just find his movies so charming, and they have such, it's like a sweet heart to them. But this is a stop motion one. That's like the, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation type of stuff. And it's the same people, the same animator who did The Nightmare Before Christmas. We were just talking about this like last week, whenever it was. Nightmare and Coraline?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whatever that was. So apparently it's really good animation. And then it's Wes Anderson too. So I'm excited to see this actually.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know Wes Anderson, he did Royal Tenenbaums and Moonrise Kingdom, Grand
Love
Budapest.
Love that movie.
Rushmore's. I think Rushmore's his best one.
I don't even know if I've seen Rushmore.
Anyway, that's what I'm doing tonight. And I don't know what's going to happen
and
tomorrow.
And Scott's going with you to that, too?
Yeah, and Edson.
Don't roll your eyes. Edson's great.
Yeah. Vinny.
You're such a hater.
One of the things that you have to see one day is you got to come to Sarah's house and watch Edson play poker. Because every time
he's like a child.
So we do Texas Hold'em, right? And so every time he gets the two cards, like he gets this like anxiety look at his face, and he looks at his cards, and then he looks at everybody at the table, and he goes, and then you don't know if he's gonna bet or not, because he's like there's so much anxiety every time he gets the two cards, and then he'll be like, Capurro, what should I do?
You know, I enjoy an active. card player. I find that whole poker face disturbing and it ruins all the fun. When you, if, like, the height of poker is everyone sitting there straight face like they're not having fun at all. Well, that's not fun for me. I don't want to be involved in that. I want to be like, I got you. I am going to win this hand. All of you suckers, you're dead.
That's when we all fold and Vinny just takes
the
$4.
But I'm saying you should have some
pot.
Fun with the game.
Listen, at our house for sure, it's a $20 buy-in. It's like everyone's having fun.
So,
everyone's yelling, but there's no poker face. But Edson is wicked. I don't even know what the word is for it. It's like he turns himself up into like a little ball every time he looks at
I don't mind that. I like that. I think that's really fun. There's some other behaviors he has that I don't want any part of, but that is fine by me.
Yeah, he's but Hooman's rolling his eyes at him. He's, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we've heard some less than flattering things about
him,
which may or may not be true entirely. I don't know.
It's funny because clearly, he's not jealous of me and my friendship with Scott. So I see nothing but the lovely side of Edson. I find Edson to be delightful. My kids love that guy. but we have definitely heard some things where I'm like, oh, my God, Scott, bitch slap him.
I know.
That's ridiculous. Anyway.
Did he give you his albums, his picture albums? You have them at your house yet?
I do not have them.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Wow.
Listen, I'm a place that he can put them. I have no idea how that's going to work out. Anyway, Black Panther is now in, let's see, seventh place overall. As far as all movies of all time, how much they've grossed, Black Panther is number 7 on that list.
Wow. Incredible.
It is not far behind Star Wars The Last Jedi. Worldwide, it's made $1.2 billion, which puts it at 13th place overall worldwide, all movies of all time. Crazy.
Wow.
It's also the first movie to top the box office for 5 weeks in a row since Avatar in 2009. Seems like there must have been something before that, between then, but I guess not. The last movie to do it before that was The Sixth Sense in 1999. Crazy, right?
I didn't know that was such a big deal.
I know. 5 weeks in a row. Just seems like there's always movies that are killing it at the box office, but I guess not. The big surprise this weekend was a faith-based movie called I Can Only Imagine.
We talked about this when
again?
You were sick.
Oh.
Yeah, we played the song that it's based on because it's a Christian song. It's Dennis Quaid. He's in it, and it's the story of basically this guy who wrote the song.
Is that Jesus in the title?
Jesus,
take the wheel. Take it from my hand. Is that the song?
No, it's song. I Can Only Imagine. Play it.
So anyway, the Jesus movie made $17 million, third place. The only other new one in the top 10 here is a movie called Love, Simon, which is, I believe I've seen some trailers for this. The kid is
coming out.
Yeah, he's got this great life, but the only thing is he's gay, and he, you know, I guess it's his journey. So looks fun. Oh, man. What do we got? 6 minutes here? Let's talk about the Avengers.
The new movie.
Yeah. The people are the people out there who love movies, they're excited about this one because it's Iron Man meeting Star-Lord.
I'm not caught up enough to be ready to move forward with the new one yet. But I like that I'm way behind. What was that? Maybe Friday night when I sat down, we had to watch The Darkest Hour in 2 sittings because we couldn't finish it because we're tired.
Yeah,
that happens.
But when I went
fall
to
asleep.
My little
pause it here
options
and
list,
the way your wife falls asleep.
Yeah, well, she was asleep.
Right,
no time. We started earlier on Saturday night and did finish it, so that was good. But anyway, there's a lot of options right now available to me. I was gonna watch
Call Me by Your Name.
I've heard from some people that it's great, but it is a love story or something like
that.
Yeah, I don't think so. We watched The Coming Attractions, and then when she said, you pick, I went, Darkest Hour, done. I don't need some love story.
It's sweet.
And it doesn't sound like they end up together, which pisses me off every time.
It's sweet, but it's very, it's definitely, I just can't picture you coming in being all about that.
I'm happy with my choice.
Yeah.
Darkest Hour was excellent.
There are a lot of options out there. Who are the Avengers again? Which set is that? Because I know the Super Friends is like Superman.
Avengers,
Batman.
Iron Man, and Captain America, and the Hulk.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet. That's one that was there for me, too.
And
the,
then,
what do they call that? The Super, not the Super Friends.
Yeah, the Justice League.
Justice League. Have you seen that?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah. So this one is Avengers Infinity War, and it has now, the tickets went on sale Friday morning at 6 a.m., and within 6 hours, it had broken the record for fastest selling superhero movie in the first 24 hours of pre-sales, which I think, didn't Black Panther just break that record?
Yeah, it did, and now this one just broke Black Panther, yeah.
So, also Friday, the latest trailer for Avengers Infinity War hit the internet. So, Robert Downey Jr. meeting Chris Pratt, I think,
is such a great Star-Lord moment.
So, the Guardians of the Galaxy are part of the Avengers universe.
They are, yes.
Okay. No sign of Hawkeye, they're saying.
Oh.
Is he the most expensive? I mean, you know, it seems maybe he ran out of arrows or something. I don't know.
Jeremy Renner could arguably be the best actor in that cast, so.
But the superhero who is the worst.
Yeah.
Well, is he ever going to get a standalone, you know, origin story? No. I mean, Hawkeye, please. I always.
You don't like him?
He's fine. You know, it's Jeremy Renner dressed up as Robin Hood, I guess, right?
Let me do some research.
He pulls out all those arrows. I'm like, you know, 12 arrows in, isn't he out?
Did Hawkeye have his own thread in the comic books?
Yeah, there's a bunch of Hawkeye. Why isn't Hawkeye in the trailer for Avengers Infinity War? Okay, I'm going to read some articles. He does have his own set of comics.
Okay.
So, yes. I don't know his origin story. I'll read about that, too.
All right.
You know, if you could give us an update, that'd be fantastic. Smoking on television. I feel like there's much less of it these days than there was.
And I notice that stuff nonstop.
I think you'll be able to answer this question correctly.
Okay.
Which network or entity, maybe I should say, is the worst offender when it comes to tobacco on TV?
Well, my knee jerk is Fox, but I'm going to say it's CBS.
It's Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't.
Well, I said network, but network or entity.
You did?
I did.
Okay. Well, I didn't pick up on that. I was thinking networks. Yeah, Netflix has a ton of movie-like TV shows, so they are totally different.
I bet you can name the one.
Well, I've been watching Ozark. There's smoking in that.
A lot of smoking in that.
Not a lot, but there's some. Punisher had smoking in it. I think.
Season one of Stranger Things had 182 tobacco incidents.
Winona Ryder
and the
sheriff are nonstop.
Nonstop smoking. That was the highest total among the shows examined. They're saying Hopper, Chief Hopper, and Winona Ryder. AMC's The Walking Dead was next. I don't even really remember that.
I was actually
going
to say AMC myself.
Oh.
Mad Men.
He smoked nonstop.
Oh, yeah, they all do.
So they say,
but that's that era. That's the thing. People used to come visit. You know how your parents would entertain? People would come visit our house. No one smoked in the house at all when I was a little. I was a little boy. I wasn't even smoking.
Mom and Dad
yet.
Didn't smoke.
They didn't smoke. But you know, Doyle Sisko would come over and they'd put out an ashtray and he'd be lighting up anywhere he wanted.
Jason Sisko's dad.
Yeah,
he would come over for a visit.
Well, him and his wife Claire.
Oh,
and they would, boom. Light up, smoke in the house. I don't even think people considered telling someone, get outside.
Right.
Yeah.
It was considered impolite to not.
Have you talked to your mom about that since then? Like, did it bum you and Dad out that they would come over and stick
the house
up?
I haven't thought to ask it that way, but I do think it was just considered accommodating.
Right.
People smoke. People smoked on planes. People smoked in restaurants. You just dealt with it. It was considered normal.
When I watched that
70s show, they have an ashtray out right in the living room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mom smokes sometimes.
So the other big offenders, apparently for right now, The Walking Dead was number two with 94 scenes showing tobacco use, followed by four more Netflix shows, Orange is the New Black, House of Cards, Fuller House, and Making a Murderer.
I think it stands out. I just don't know if it stands out to everyone the way it does for me, because I'm an ex-smoker. Mm. So when I see someone pull out a pack,
mm-hmm.
open it, and pull a cig from it, I'm always fascinated by that ritual being on screen because it is, you know, that ritual.
I do.
You tap it on your
sure pack head,
back your hand or whatever. Put it in your mouth. Wait a second. Savor that moment. All right, where's my lighter at?
Don't say if you're killing someone out there who's trying to quit smoking today.
Oh, stay with it.
Yeah, stay with it. It's horrible.
I mean, stay with quitting.
Stay with quitting.
Don't stay with the cigs.
All right.
You've done the right thing. Give those up. Oh, goodness. Is our research department back?
So, yeah. So, there's a huge rumor online that people are freaking out
this
about.
This is about Hawkeye.
And why he's not in the credits for Infinity War and why he's not in the poster for Infinity War. The rumor is he's going to die. So, no one knows for sure why he's not in it.
Oh.
They've made all these fan posters, but they might be axing out his character.
Oh, just that's the end of that.
So that's why they're not listing him.
Well, thank you, Hooman.
Sure.
Boy.
Just a rumor, though.
Just
there's
a rumor.
No spoilers. He doesn't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Right.
This is from 20 hours ago from IndieWire.
Oh, IndieWire.
Yeah.
Well, they're reliable. What's coming up, Ben?
Well, the storm watch continues, Sarah. I've also got a story about that school walkout from last week and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have a private advanced screening of Ready Player One coming up, and you could watch it with us before it hits theaters. We're so excited. Every time I see the trailer on TV, I'm always like, stop, rewind it. Ah, I gotta watch that. I want to see that. Steven Spielberg has taken on one of the best books I've ever read in my life. I love this book, Ready Player One, and now it's coming to theaters. So we're all excited. We're all going to be at this
yep.
screening, and you can win your way in right now. We'll take caller number 9. You'll win 2 passes to our exclusive Ready Player One screening here in San Francisco. It's a couple days before it opens in theaters. We're trying to keep this small. It's going to be a small little crowd. It's going to be fun. Woo! And it is opening, let's see, theaters everywhere Thursday, March 29th, but you'll see it a couple days before that with us. Thank you. Artemis, I assume. I don't know.
Oh,
girl's voice, right?
Who plays Artemis?
She's a cute girl.
Oh, really? Yeah. But you don't recognize her?
Oh, I don't. I vaguely recognize the main dude, Wade Watts. Parzival.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've seen him in other things.
Well, in the trailer, they show him in the van.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. I can't.
Yeah, I can't really. I don't think... Is there anybody else big in that? Any other names?
Simon Pegg. Oh. He plays Ogden Morrow.
Does he? Oh. Simon Pegg does?
TJ Miller.
Yeah, but he plays... Who's I-Rock something?
I-Rock is a pretty minor character in the book. I wonder if they've upped that because they need there to be. Yeah, I don't know.
And
a very minor character.
Yeah.
I think the guy that played the king in the... In the movie that we were talking about, the Winston Churchill movie, is also in it.
Oh.
All right.
His name is Ben Mendelsohn. You don't know him.
Yeah, I don't. It's nice that they're, I mean, let the story carry it.
It's a great book.
Oh, so
I agree.
Good.
It's one of the best.
So if you want to see it, you can see it with us. Caller number 9, 2 passes. This is a midday thing, so we'll let you know when and where and everything if you win the tickets so that, you know, you can make sure you can come. We want these tickets to go to someone who's going to go. Come on. So we have a lot of these. We'll be giving them away. Oh, really? Well, we did all ask for extra seats.
One pair a day this week.
Oh. All right.
And it's next week, so.
Call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our station's website, radioalice.com. Check us out. You can watch the show on our station's website. RadioAlice.com. So, Sarah, we here at the Alice News Network like to keep you guys up on everything.
Thank
you. Just so you know, spring starts tomorrow.
Oh, is that so? The 20th.
First day of spring, right. We're still a month or more away from Nude Gardening Day. I'll let you know when that comes up.
Yes, keep me up to date.
But for now, spring tomorrow.
All right.
And, of course, a storm will hit tomorrow as well. We've got a little break in the storm action. feet of snow dropped in the storm from Thursday through Saturday, which is great. We need that snowpack. Unfortunately, I don't know if it'll be cold enough for more snowfall until Thursday. They say we'll see more snowfall Thursday, but that means Tuesday and Wednesday might be rain in Tahoe.
Oh, not good for the snowpack.
No, it's not. But anyway, the storm will continue tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
Here locally and in the Sierra. So, hi.
Hi. I was trying to get him to look this way because I wanted to see your face. Did you shave off your mustache?
My mustache is gone.
Oh, it is gone. Yeah.
Well, there's you know, when you have high hopes for romance and you know your person won't kiss you with facial hair, or won't kiss you in the way you'd like. Well, I mean, you want it to lead to that, is my point. It's best you get rid of that.
Oh. Mm.
Did it work?
It worked.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So.
Good news. Sounds like things went well at your house this weekend.
I had a good weekend.
Great.
In fact, all of the craziness from, I've recovered from all the craziness in February. Took a week or so.
Yeah.
But things are back to normal. The house is clean. The laundry's done. And everything is where it should be.
Oh. Wow.
It's all good. All right. This story is not good.
No.
An explosion went off, it looks like, in Austin, Texas. And this is the first I heard of it was last night. Mm-hmm. But this has been happening. This is like the fourth
package bomb. I felt the same way, Vinny, that there was, you know, that there have been three other explosions. And it just, is there some other thing that's getting in the way of this getting reported? Like, it seems like we should have heard about this.
Yeah.
Or it should be a bigger story.
Or maybe, I don't know why we missed it. I don't know why I missed it, but the first I heard of it was last night. But it looks like two people were injured, and this happened, again, in Austin, Texas. Residents were told to remain indoors overnight as investigators were looking for clues. They say there have been three other package bombs, and they're trying to figure out if there are links. Seems pretty clear to me.
Yeah.
This is
someone's doing this.
Linked, right. So the first one happened on March 2nd, killed someone.
And these were
two dead now total.
Homes.
Yeah, they're plain cardboard boxes with standard shipping labels, bomb inside. So two people have been killed, three have been hurt. Last night was just injuries, but they say shrapnel.
Right.
Like nails stuck in people's legs here. So this is awful. Anyway, I'll bring you more news as I get it. But right now, they don't know enough to even give us any clue.
I think South by Southwest is happening right now, too.
It is.
Because the Roots were supposed to play, mm-hmm. I think, last night. And they wound up canceling because of a bomb threat that was called in.
Right.
They were like, Questlove said something like, I'm very big on the show must go on, but the bomb threats, we're scared. We're not doing it.
Yeah.
It's our lives.
I'm with them. Yeah. Well, and everyone's lives. You don't want to become part of that.
No.
Eagles of Death Metal, obviously, that was a terrible thing that went down in France. But was it Ariana Grande that had something go down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bomb was outside.
London?
No, it was outside Yeah, I think it was a London show, wasn't it? But it was as people were getting picked up, and a ton of people died at that.
Yeah, we were rocking out to her just the other day in the car with the kid.
Were you?
Because she likes that.
Yeah.
And the missus goes, man, she hasn't been heard from in a while. And as I sort of went back in my head, I went, you know what? I think there was a bomb that went off at one of her shows. I'm not surprised she's decided to...
Manchester.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
I think it was. Mm.
And they did a full benefit show for Manchester.
But you're right. I haven't heard much from her.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
I got some money. Why don't I just chill for a minute after something like that happens? Anyway, this is another sort of story tied to this... horrible modern society thing we're experiencing. As you know, there were some kids killed at a high school in Florida. 17 to be exact, and they did a walkout last week. The high schools around the nation, I should say schools around the nation. I don't know if they stuck to element or stuck to high school.
Just high schools, right.
But anyway, they did the walkout, and this was kids saying, you know, we're with you and we want action taken. Adults, yeah. Hey, grown-ups, we want to be safe in our schools. So, and those kids, by the way, some of the kids who have been the catalyst for all this national sort of protest were the kids that were at that school, right. And they were on 60 Minutes last night.
Oh, they've been, there's a couple of like very well-spoken, Parkland, I think is the name of the school. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of really well-spoken young men and women who are, I mean, I feel so like buoyed by them and by what they've done and everything that happened last Wednesday. And I'm just, it's an exciting time. Like, I really feel like we're all sort of starting to agree, like, yeah, come on, guys, something has to be done about this. Like, it's the first time I haven't felt that just defeated, like, oh, great, thoughts and prayers, thanks, nothing ever changes, more people will be killed in high schools.
It is cool to see. Unfortunately, like, I couldn't watch the whole 60 Minutes piece on them because they are kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're kids. They're not. They're well-spoken for 17-year-olds, and yet I went, all right, I got it, and I left the show. So, but they're cool, and they've brought this about, and hopefully it brings about real change. So, anyway, during the walkout, the national school walkout that happened last week, a custodian robbed the kids that were out protesting.
Really?
So my first thought is, man, that guy is so jerky. It's a girl.
Oh.
It's a lady custodian. I was shocked. I went.
So she got into their lockers or
something?
Yeah,
she got into their stuff while they were all out doing their protest. A 32-year-old woman named Aisha Evans. She's a custodian at Richland Northeast High School in Columbia, South Carolina. When the students walked out last week to take a stand against gun violence, she went through their book bags and stole their money. She got $180 from three students, and the school figured out later what had been done, and she's been fired and also arrested and is facing 3 counts of petty larceny.
Yeah, what a, you know, we, like, everybody has that janitor that you remember from your school, the one who would come and someone would vomit, and they'd put, like, the kitty litter on it or whatever the absorbent sawdust was.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, just nice people, like, having to put up, you know, friendly to the kids, and you could bum a cigarette off them sometimes, you know?
You smoked with your janitor, is that right?
It just feels like that's what a janitor is. Just like a kindly person who's just, they got that card.
Yeah, I could see the kids treating the janitor poorly.
Oh.
Because they're snot-nosed brats.
So maybe this was her. She's like, I'm going to give them their comeuppance.
Something.
Take their money. 3 kids, $180.
She's still wrong.
Oh, yeah, she's wrong. But those kids are probably jerks, you're saying.
Well.
Kids are jerky, it's true.
I do think that anyone who's around kids enough, like school teachers or whatever, you know they're going through different phases of life, and jerkiness comes with that. Super selfish jerkiness is just part of growing up.
Yep. I hope we all look back with a little bit of regret about
some
of our behaviors
like
in high school.
Modern society is finding new ways to deal with that. Severe beatings are probably not the best way to deal with it, you know.
Caning also not an option.
I like caning.
You know, I think that it's probably slower to work out of today's kids because, you know, beatings are super motivating.
Mm.
As bad as it is, and it's not any practice I'm part of, or now.
Right.
Anyway.
You were on the other end of that.
Oh, I was on the other end of that, for
sure.
And yet
somehow it didn't work it out of you, so.
Well, I had a severe case. Yeah. And a bad reaction to beatings, I must say.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll show you.
And then you'll show me again, and I'll show you again. And then you'll show
so
me again.
So on and so on.
And that made me jump forward. Speaking of snot-nosed brats.
All right.
Yes.
The 24-year-old billionaire heiress to the Dell fortune left social media after exposing her family to security risks, and she's now giving advice to young teens about all the social networking apps that you're using.
Oh.
One of which is to not tag your photos with where you are.
Yeah.
So, and I do think most people don't realize that that's a setting that
your
you need to make sure
services are on.
That's off or people can find you.
Right.
And I think kids probably are like, I want that on.
Yeah. I want my friends to show up at the Starbucks that I'm at.
Or that wherever. You're somewhere cool and right. you're posting from that spot. The story she's talking about, so her name's Alexa Dell.
Okay.
The daughter of the computer, I don't know, billionaire, Michael Dell.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't realize there was a Dell family. I just thought Dell was the name of the computer. So the Dells, got it.
She once posted an image to Instagram of her younger brother aboard the family's private jet. Now, take a look at the photo, because this kid has a food spread in front of him.
Oh.
He looks like he's eating like a king. And this is right. on a flight.
This is on their private
this
jet.
This is on their
this
private
is just something
jet.
That she posted up.
What, going to some island?
They're going to Fiji.
Boy. Well, there's like a big tray of fruit.
Fiji's
even
amazing.
The bowls are fancy.
Definitely go if you can.
Alexa Dell was forced to leave social media after exposing her family to security risks. Now, the weird thing about this is that her family, Michael Dell, the father, has a full-on security team for his family. Oh. I guess because they're so rich, this is something they have to deal with.
Right.
But as they posted this photo,
yes,
it ended up on some blog, the Rich Kids of the Internet or something like that.
Is it Instagram? Rich Kids of Instagram?
And so,
yes, it is.
How did they? I mean, I don't understand how that's a security risk though. They're on a flight and they're Fiji's a big country. Or is it? I don't know.
Well, I mean, anything could happen. I don't want to say all the bad things that can happen, but you can just imagine and.
I assume they fear there's a kidnapping
ransom,
risk.
Ransom, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And
okay.
The things that can come up out of that, or that you've now know
the or now that the house is empty.
Right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what kids do is they document their every move and every moment, and this is one where this ended up on that blog, and that was where they were alerted to the fact that people are watching you mm-hmm. and you're posting all this stuff. The thing that I was got a kick out of is she calls him Snackery.
Instead of Zachary.
Because he's got plates and plates and plates and plates.
And his mouth is full. It's not even an attractive photo of him. I mean, he's stuffing his face.
As he sits in a leather recliner aboard the family's private jet.
Hashtag private jet. It is one of the hashtags.
Anyway.
The only way to fly.
At 24 now, she's out speaking about the internet and
the
social networking sites and making sure you no longer tag your locations, kids. Mm. Don't tag your locations. She advises younger people new to social media to be wary. Everyone's not so nice out there. Encourage teens to think twice, be careful before sharing personal information on the internet. So, and we've heard the stories where someone posts they're throwing a party and then 200 to 500 people turn out for the thing because, that gets around.
Yeah.
They tell a friend.
And so on and so on.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Vinny, you know why they tap a pack of cigs before you open it? You're waking up the cancer.
Oh.
Hey.
Ex-smoker here, too. I hate how in TV shows they take one puff and then throw the whole cig down. Such a waste. Smokers think of these things. I'm telling you, I'm not the only one who used to smoke who sees it and watches every second. Like, the whole rest of the show falls away.
Right.
As I watch the smoker.
The cigarette
do
being
their
raised
thing.
To the lips.
Vinny, don't watch Call Me By Your Name, but have your, I don't say that word, soon-to-be-wed
fiance?
Person. I don't say that word.
Why don't you say that?
Oh, come on. I don't say that.
Oh, come on to you. I mean, she's your fiance. Just say she's your fiance.
I don't speak French. What's wrong with you? I'm not going to be
wrong with you?
Walking along, talking English.
Everything have to be a struggle?
And then drop into French.
Why can't you just say what she is?
Because I don't speak French, Sarah.
It's been Americanized. She's your fiance.
She should watch it.
Fiance.
I have a question. Do you ever say the word croissant?
No, I don't eat those either.
All right. Well, then he doesn't speak French.
Yeah. So back off, Sarah.
God, everything's so difficult with you. I don't say that word. Somebody hold him down. Do some stuff
hey,
to him.
Do you ever say the word chauffeur?
No. Why
yeah,
would
you
I say
do.
I do
you,
not?
You have no problem saying
do
chauffeur.
Do you ever say the words déjà vu?
No.
Déjà vu.
It's French.
I know, but.
But what?
I can't imagine Vinny talking about deja vu.
Do you ever say the word depot?
Yeah, he does. Home Depot.
Do you say that? Do you say depot?
I have said Home Depot, yes. But if you're alerting me to that being French, then I will no longer say it.
Okay. Well, hold on. Do you ever say the word chic?
Oh, yeah.
No. Maybe
Trey chic.
All right, one last one.
All right.
Do you ever say the word brunette?
Oh. No.
Yeah, you do.
I do not.
Sure you do.
Anyway.
I like a nice brunette.
I will let my
that's nice. Well, good job.
Thank
my
so
missus
much.
Know that she should watch it, okay?
Yeah. Just hurry up and marry her, then she's your wife. And then you don't have to worry about calling her fiancé.
Just hurry up and do that, huh?
Yeah, just hurry up and get that over with. Tie that knot.
I'm not in
Game
charge
over,
of that.
Man. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, really? Seems like you are.
Am I?
I don't know.
All right. What's coming up?
Let's see. Oh, so, Jim Carrey.
You're so, I know you don't feel well, but why are you so hostile?
I'm just because you're making everything so difficult. Like, why do I have to struggle? Just call her your fiance.
I don't want to.
Jim Carrey's coming up next. Ooh. Xfinity services.
That was really well done.
That was really.
Thank you guys so
one,
much.
You guys.
We learned from the best. Well, you too. That's
you. Thank you. Let us show you how it's done.
Yeah. We're listening.
Oh, great.
Xfinity, everyone. You are going to love their services. They're so excellent. In fact, I already told you, there I was at home on a Friday night. Boom, watching a movie.
Yep.
Touch of the remote.
You had a choice. You had
switch remotes. Didn't have to go find where's the thing to get me moved over to the other
right.
thing.
No.
It's all right there with my one remote.
You let your fiance pick which movie. You had so many to choose from, you let her pick.
You really want to start trouble this morning, don't you?
Fiance. It's a simple thing to say.
Anyway.
Xfinity is amazing.
We're big fans.
The high-speed internet. It's just... You anywhere else you go, specifically here at work, you just can't believe how good you have it at home and how bad it is everywhere else. Xfinity is the fastest. It has the most to offer. Check them out today. Go to Xfinity.com. See, this is how you do it. 800-XFINITY or visit your local Xfinity stores. There's one in Hillsdale Shopping Center in San Mateo, the Serramani Center in Daly City, and experience everything they have to offer.
.com.
Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.